Welcome to another episode of another motherfucking podcast. I am your host, Saved by Paris. You can find me on all platforms at Saved by Paris. And welcome to the first episode of 2021. I have a lot of things planned for this year, but before we begin anew, let's take a moment to sit here and discuss the ups and many downs of 2020. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to rate the show 5 stars.
Yeah, it only takes a couple of seconds. Give that shit 10 stars.
Or give it 10 stars, 2 reviews. It only takes a couple of seconds and it really helps your boy out. And you know what they say, big dick mo problems. So with that being said, please allow me to introduce my co-host, Mr. Turt LaFro. Congratulations, man. Yo bitch ass has been promoted.
That mean I get to lead some episodes. Ooh.
Yo, you gonna lead the next episode, actually.
Ooh, so, I hope I'm here for that one.
So yeah, you better be ready, gay baby.
He'll be late for his own damn episode he's leading.
Oh, you're right. for the listeners who are will be listening to this in a few days, it is currently 11:52 p.m., almost midnight. We were supposed to start 20 minutes ago. We was waiting on this bitch-ass nigga, Mikhail Kelly.
I was eating.
Me and Patrick have been sitting here eating snacks during it. It's all audio. It's not video.
You hear Patrick now?
Patrick's not here today, but the last video, we're both sitting there snacking, munching around.
Hey, you know, it's unfashionably late. That's all it is.
20 minutes. As you can hear, I got other guys here with me. So before I introduce them real quick, if you don't know by now, these guys have now become reoccurring guests on the show, showing up more often than not. And this podcast, which started out as solo dolo, just me, you know, but these guys help me bring the best out of me. They give the show life and energy, mostly when they're not high, Patty D. And I just wanted to thank you guys, especially for popping up at these irregular times. Hopefully, once the show starts gaining more traction and revenue, I can start paying the homies. But for now, hey, don't quit your day job. So, please allow me to introduce Compadre Uno, Ian Tumas. What's good, Ian? Say what's up to the people.
What's up, everybody? You can find me on Instagram at OptimusThomas86.
Were you got any word of advice for the motherfuckers at home?
Like you said, keep your damn day job, because the way shit's going, some people will be living off that $2,000 check.
Hey, they trying to get it too.
We gonna see.
I'm gonna go get me another gun for that $2,000 check. I'm like, ooh, that's another. Hey.
Sorry, what? Go ahead.
That's another gun I can get. I treated myself on Christmas, so I get to treat myself for my own birthday on behalf of the government.
And y'all already know what's going on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was trying to introduce the boy before we got to talking real quick.
Well, I was saying, you said the ups and many downs of 2020. I was like, where were there ups besides?
Hey man, there was a couple ups. Hey, I got a pay increase at my job. That was an up.
You know what? It's terrible. It took me 15 years to get where I was as a DM over y'all. In a year, I'll be making the same amount of money for the state that it took me almost 15 freaking years to get to. I was like, this is some bullshit.
That's a big oof.
My sense of life at Walmart. I ain't gonna lie about it.
As you can hear, Ian Tumas denouncing Walmart live on the podcast.
Hey,
y'all already know what's going on. After searching high and low, and I'm talking real low, kind of like 2020, I was able to track down the brown boy of gaming himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I am, of course, talking about the boy Hunter. Say what's up to the people. Let the ladies know where they can find you on social media.
Bro, what's up? How's it going, everybody? I had to think about what my Instagram name was because I completely forgot what it was, but it's Tortellini. Tortellini backwards. I don't know how to say it backwards, but Tortellini backwards. Hit me up.
You got anything to say to the people? Any advice?
It's either I kind of like what he was talking about with the stimulus. I'm saying you either full send or you full save. Don't do no in between, okay? You might as well enjoy your life or you might as well save it for a rainy day. Choose which one you want to do.
Fuck that rainy day. Bring me my stimmy. I need a tattoo. I need a glizzy. Oh, my God. Give me all
that. Glizzy in my lap.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Michael Chewy and Patty D. Both guys wanted to be here tonight, but it just didn't work out that way. But like I said earlier, thank you guys for coming through on these episodes. Now, before we dive into the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2020, let's first talk about what got you guys through 2020.
Shit. I don't know. It's To me, it just felt like it's another motherfucking year of bullshit.
Death cap.
Nick, look.
Hey, this year had 20 years rolled into one, my nigga. It's like God forgot to say. God gave out the layout. He's like, all right, this is how I want the next 10 years to go. Nah, they put all that shit in 1 year, bro.
Yeah, Gabriel and Michael were like, we ain't got no time for that. We're going to do this. Like a lot of y'all did at OGP Paris, like, no, we ain't got time for doing what Ian said. We're going to do it our way. I come back, what the fuck did you do?
Basically, we not checking vegetables. We not checking produce. You just going to get whatever it is you get.
you ain't wrong either. And I'm the one that had to deal with the bullshit. Like, Ian, you got to go deal with this hoe. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what'd you do? Well, somebody...
They ordered a tomato. We gave them a banana.
I'm not going to lie. I would have looked at you like you're a fucking moron. Like, what in the hell? Like, don't give them shit. Don't give them anything.
He substituted it for a banana. We didn't have any apples, so we gave him an iPhone.
I'm straight up denying that shit now because I'm not losing my job for you. Hell no.
Ian, what got you through 2020?
Honestly, a lot of my changes in life I took as a personal challenge. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. You ain't gonna kill me. Hell no. There's a lot of times where like my sugar fucked up or just anything in life. I'm just like, fuck you. You ain't kill me today, bitch. Hey, it's going to take a lot more than that to take me out.
And in another episode, I'm pretty sure Hunter said it, but it's amazing that as wild and crazy as 2020 was that we've got this far without anyone in the group, you know, passing away, knock on wood.
very, very true. Hey, it ain't over yet. At least the time that we're recording right. This, it ain't over yet. So.
Hey, man, you might fade away tomorrow at this party.
Bruh, I'm telling you what. Listen, if y'all don't hear from me for the next couple days, you already know what happens. So, but at least I went out doing what I loved, okay? Having a good time. So. But in terms of how did I make it through, honestly, I don't know, man. I don't know. This is a very, very crazy year, you know, aside from everything that was already happening, you know, in terms of things that were affecting everybody else. But for me personally, it was pretty crazy. But I don't know. We're here at the end. I made it. And I'm just glad to be here, to be honest. I'm glad to see another year, hopefully.
Ooh, yeah. That nigga barely made it. For me, as terrible as this year was, I think this was the year of individualism. I can't talk. For me, as terrible as this year was, I think this was the year of individualism. The pandemic didn't affect me as much in terms of staying home as an essential worker, which all of us are. We weren't granted that opportunity. But I was able to focus on myself as an artist, as a person, and now as a podcaster. And as a person, I made some mistakes, some of which almost cost me a lot this year. But we all live and learn, and I've learned a lot this year. And going into 2021, I know what I have to do as a person, as a man, and as an expecting father.
Hey, expecting father. Turn up.
Look, honestly, all I got to say about 2020 is, we got to see the entire world for how fucked up it is. how crazy it can be. Hey, that's what 2020 stood for. You got clear vision of what the fuck it is to be expected from life. People dying, crazy shit, unexpected shit that you ain't don't even know what's gonna happen. So, you know, you gotta brace for impact every day. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can really do. People out here losing their lives to random shit, women, children, you know. It's real sad out here. So all I can say is love your friends. Like I said, live forever. It's the only thing you can do.
True.
Yeah.
Words from the wise, Mikhail Kelly.
That's another thing that kept me going was family, friends. I was like, nah, I can't go out like a bitch.
Man.
They gonna
speaking know of going out.
Oh, play. Yeah, like Blaze of Glory. If I go out, I'm gonna go out hard.
Hey, that was a good movie. Oh, it was Blaze of Glory. That was good.
That was a good movie. Why did I know somebody was gonna mention Blades of Glory when I said I'm gonna go out in a blaze of glory?
Hey, man, that was a good movie.
It was, but I'm something I do want to point out though. I think we all, including Maddie, can take away from 2020 is Paris ain't got no pullout game.
Oh boy, I already
did that. Oh,
man. He said, I won't ever pull out. I said,
Took me six years. Hey, that's a record right there. What the fuck you talking about?
That's a problem you might want to see a doctor about, though.
Bruh.
The disrespect that I'm getting on my own podcast.
Hey, that's what dad juniors are for.
I'm just sipping on this Levi, you know what I'm saying? This spirit bomb.
What is it?
Hey, don't make me pull out the Twisted Tea, Paris.
Oh, bruh. What a good way to end the year.
I got the glizzy. You don't want to do that.
You got, man, I got a gat. I got several gats. Thank you. You know this. Gator got a gat.
All right, Gator. Hey, but
I got an atomic bomb, so don't test me, because we all gonna die right now.
All of them go out.
Hunter's the type of person that just wants to see the world burn.
It's facts. Well, I'm chaotic evil, man. 100%.
Speaking of the world burning, 2020 didn't start off too great thanks to the catastrophic wildfires that took Australia by storm. That same month,
that was 2020.
Bro, that was January, bro. Bro, that was January.
I swear, that shit started in 2019. I ain't know it started this year.
I think it did start in 2019.
Yeah, right? It's like COVID. It started before 2020.
Carried into 2020.
Carried in. So, you know, right off the bat, already a fucked up year. But like I was saying, that same month, an Iranian general was killed in the U.S. airstrike, leading to thousands of Iranians to take to the streets of Tehran. The House voted to send articles of impeachment against Trump to the Senate, who would eventually be acquitted following his State of the Union address, where Nancy Pelosi would rip up her copy of the address. And as we all know, Kobe Bryant, 13-year-old Gianni, and seven others passed away in a helicopter crash near Calabasas. Whether or not you were a basketball fan, we all knew of Kobe's legendary status. We all, at one point or another, shouted Kobe when shooting paper into the trash can.
I'm still doing that shit.
Oh, God, bro. Every time. Laker legend. That's the one I knew was going to be a bad year. Whenever I saw reports of it, I was like, okay, well, this is like a hoax, you know, this is like some fake.
This gotta be fake. This ain't real.
Yeah. But then when Adrian Wojnarowski, who's like a big NBA person who breaks news like on free agency and stuff like that, whenever he says something, you know it's true. When he said it, I mean, that just broke my heart when I saw that on Twitter, man. That was terrible.
And it's not just that it was just, you know, Kobe, but it being his 13-year-old daughter and two other young girls and their parents, it's just sad. For me, time froze. I don't know if that was like that for you guys, but...
Facts. 100%.
I think, go ahead, Ian.
It didn't affect me as much as it did y'all. I'm not a big sports fan, but I was like you. I was like, oh my God, all these people and kids. Yeah. I was like, what the hell happened? It was kind of like Paul Walker thing so many years back. Like, holy shit. That affected me because I was like, I love at the time, I loved several of the Fast and Furious movies, but now I'm just like, okay, we got to stop. Y'all are.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge basketball. I'm still not a huge basketball fan, but like I said, if anybody and everybody knows who Kobe is, I'd put him in the same category as Michael Jackson, The Undertaker, Biggie, and Tupac. It's just someone that you know, regardless of if you listen to that genre or if you watch that show or that sport.
He's still your favorite in some context, whether you're a sports fan or not. Like, he's a badass player. Yeah,
I mean, he got to the point where it was more than, you know, I knew him from watching basketball and everything and watching him play for a long time, but he got to the point where it was more, you know, he's just as icon type, you know, it's just more than bigger than basketball type. So
yeah. It was really sad because a lot of people were looking forward to this second chapter in his life away from basketball, like what he had planned out as far as, you know, keeping the legacy alive and prepping his daughter to be a future Laker.
What's up, everybody? It's Colin Foxworth here. Just want to say 2020 has really been a rough year for, like, most of us, myself included. But the fact that we made it through shows that we're a lot stronger than what we think. I'm looking forward to 2021. Let's get this show on the road, goddammit.
What up? It's KDK from Runaway and LGKP. That's why we skate, we ride waves, we do not make trades. How y'all doing? Y'all might know me by KP, Kayla Poole, Michaela. Whatever you know me by, that's cool. Just here to pass a message. 2020 has been one heck of a year. You can never be prepared for anything, but you can always settle for nothing. That's the best way I could word it. Good to see you guys. Nice seeing you guys.
Man, to be honest, 2020 was honestly crazy. I signed my first major deal. In early November 2019, I opened for NLE Choppa. I did it again in March. Opened up for High Def Gang. That's CEO and ZHD, Travis Porter. I was lined up for a whole bunch more, but, you know, things got complicated and everybody had to deal with what we had to deal with. But 2020 has really been a growing experience, but 2021 is about to be something that y'all never expected. By the way, this is Foreign Rhythm. In case y'all don't know me, y'all can catch me everywhere at Foreign Rhythm. My boy Paris told me that he was doing his little podcast. I hope to hop on soon. And that's my little dog Midas over there. Midas, what's up, cutie? Anyway, Foreign Rhythm here.
I think January set the mood for the rest of 2020. At one point, it was a meme on what terrible thing each month would bring. So let's talk about the dreadful pandemic caused by a virus we will all come to be known as the coronavirus. In January, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a travel notice for Americans going to Wuhan, China, following reports of pneumonia cases associated with a seafood and poultry market in China. And that same month, the first case of a coronavirus infection was reported in the U.S. following the return of a 35-year-old man from China. 10 days later, on January 30th, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a public health emergency. And as we all know, it took Trump until March 13th, almost a month and a half later, to declare COVID-19 a national emergency. A couple weeks later, Trump would also send out a tweet that the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself, calling for the country to reopen by Easter. And a month later, he would also go on to suggest, was it what did he suggest?
Chloroquine?
Long ass shit. That sound about right.
I just remember when he was like, couldn't we just like drink some bleach? Or what did he say?
Pretty much. He said, what do you have to lose?
As y'all's president. To be fair, I'm not blaming the Chinese people because their government is as corrupt as ours. Like, even to a point, even more so than ours, because they don't want to be looked on as fools. They hid a lot of that shit for a long fucking time, and the WHO, that's a joke in itself. That's as bad as the UN, toothless tigers that don't have no fucking say. They can do certain things, but like I said, toothless tiger. They're full of shit. They dropped the ball hard. Like a lot more could have been done. Like they should have done like they did in 28 weeks later. Shut the borders down completely as soon as it came up.
Facts.
What do you guys think of what do you guys think of Trump's handling of the of COVID-19 throughout 2020?
Hey, look at his followers. That's how you know how he handled it.
He needed to do a whole hell of a lot more. Like, honestly, I know there are a lot, I'm not gonna lie, there are a lot of people that look on this mask thing as an infringement on their rights. I'm like, y'all know we went to war with Britain over a 1% tax increase, and look how much we're paying in taxes now. You think wearing a mask is a real infringement on our rights? Like we were talking about earlier, pre-podcast, that there are too many people that are just assholes that aren't wearing it. We're wearing it to protect you, not to prevent the spread of it. Even that more dangerous viral strain, there's one case already of it in Colorado.
The way I see it with a lot of those people, it's like, I guess I can see where they're coming from, where it's like, you know, like the government, you know, like I don't want to do what the government tells me or whatever, but I think they're blowing it out of proportion as if there's not a good reason for them to require or want to have something like that in place. You know what I'm saying? They're just looking at it as like, oh, the government's trying to tell me to do something again. It's like, I'm absolutely not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But in my opinion, you know, it's just, I never thought something like this could, I mean, you always think like, man, is something like this actually possible? You know? And then like going into this year and everything, it's like, well, I guess we found out, because I mean, I never would have thought something like this would ever happen.
Yeah,
not
straight out of a movie type shit.
Yeah, like not in this day and age did I think something like this would happen, but I mean it has, and it's changed life for, I mean, literally everybody, you know. And I mean, I don't know when it's event. You know, I'm assuming or I'm hoping, you know, that eventually everything will somewhat go back to normal, but don't know how long that's going to take. And you know, it's just adapting to your life right now.
That's all it's going to be, really. It's going to be us trying to, you know, get the wheel going and get all the cogs moving. But truthfully, like, when it came down to, like, the pandemic, I was like, bro, this shit sound like the bubonic plague. Literally, that shit was crazy. It, like, and people forget that, like, diseases like this were, like, they caused a global pandemic amongst humans for them to, like, kind of die off. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mikhail. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. And I think they said it was 23 million deaths from the bubonic plague. That's fucking crazy.
It wiped out, like, what, 3/4 of the human race whenever it happened? Or
I thought it was of Europe's population, wasn't it?
It was between 22 and 24 million deaths, I'm pretty sure.
And think about, it's like, my bad, but I was just going to say, like, you know, thinking of, you hear something like that, you know, the bubonic plague, like, oh yeah, of course that would happen, like, back then, before technology and before modern sanitation and everything like that. But then here we are, 2020, you know, coming in, you know, like, everything's, you know, we have technology and we have all this medical care and everything, yet it's still, you know, that doesn't prevent something like this from happening. So, you know, it's just crazy.
The same shit still happened. Niggas not washing their hands. Niggas sneezing and coughing into the air. They don't know how to cough into their shoulder.
I know. Hey, I'm just putting this out there. Mikhail doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom. Just saying.
Hey, don't do me. Don't do me.
Hey, we're talking about that. There's a meme that I've seen where it says, good times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times. It's a vicious cycle is what it comes down to.
Woke
because,
shit.
I mean, how complacent have we been with technology, modern septic tanks and everything, like septic system and such? Like, that's part of the problem with the bubonic plague. people would literally just toss their piss or shit out the window in your food. I mean, it's true. I mean, you watch them in true. School movies, they would sit there and take a dump in a bucket or whatever in their bedroom, and in the morning, right out the window. I mean, because they didn't have septic systems.
That's some Europeans for you right there.
Look, it's funny because we look back on it like that, like, dang, they used to throw that shit out the window. But then, like, 20 or 30 years, they're going to be like, these guys didn't wear a such and such suit, like, to protect them from.
You know, hindsight's 20/20, always.
It'd be like, I mean, back then, they didn't fucking wear this protective respirator whenever they went outside. That's crazy, you know?
Well, two things. Paris and Mikhail, well, Paris more so than anybody, you know that how OCD I can be. Like, I would bathe in hand sanitizer, basically. Whenever I was younger.
I can confirm.
I used to carry around one of them small bottles of hand sanitizer everywhere I went. And now back in the day, y'all, Paris, I know you can confirm it too. Y'all thought I was a weirdo. Like, what the hell's wrong with him?
This boy was germaxing up on his arms.
Bro, he was ahead of the curve. He knew it was coming.
I was like, I'm a very big germaphobe.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And secondly, y'all need to look up a movie. It's called COVID-23. They've made a fucking movie about today, basically. And it's progression into what it can become.
Did this come out after COVID-19 or before?
It's not even out yet. It's a movie. It's got the girl, Sophia Carson. She played in Descendants with the guy we all say you look like. Bryce?
The guy, yeah, I know you're talking about. She's from Grown Ups, Disney star.
Yeah. She plays in it, and it's basically, people are to the point where they wear special bracelets if they're immune to it. And then there are people that aren't immune to it, and they have an app on their phone that you put it up to, like, you look at somebody with it, and it can tell if you have it, and it sends an alert to the government, and then guess who comes knocking at your door with guns and shit. And they basically take you to what it looks like I don't know the whole premise of the movie, but I'm wanting to see it. It looks fascinating because, like I said about that other TV series, the parallels today to what came out years ago.
Imagine
how the fuck they already got a movie so shit was shut down, niggas couldn't record shit, movies being pushed back. They already got a motherfucking movie for this shit.
Yeah, COVID-23. Look it up.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is all. Listen, I'm big woke. This has all been planned. Honestly, this has all been planned through and through.
We live in a simulation anyway, so
we live. No, we dead ass.
Don't even get me started on this show on the podcast, hey, bro.
How else can you explain this year, Mikhail? Besides, it's a simulation. Tell me.
Obviously, either the planet's fighting back, or some dumbasses were fucking with some shit they shouldn't have.
Both. How about that?
Bruh.
I will say, 2020 has taught us all to slow the fuck down. Like I said, this was the year of individualism. More people, you know, whether they wanted to make a podcast or, you know, aspire to chase their dream or whatever, more people did what they always wanted to do because they had no choice. They had to quarantine at home. They slowed the fuck down. They got to spend time with their family. So I think, you know, going forward, yeah, I want stuff to go back to normal. Like Hunter said, we don't know when that will be. But at the same time, there's a lot of shit that I enjoy since this shit's happened. For instance, I love the Zoom podcast over seeing y'all niggas in person because, quite frankly, once the show's over, I could just hit the deuces. I ain't got to worry about trying to get you niggas out of my house.
Get the fuck out.
I'm dead.
Enjoyed the VR shit too, like and the technological advances and all this shit. There's just a lot of, as shitty as this year was, there's a lot of good that came out of this pandemic. Obviously,
very true.
the millions of cases of people who have contracted this disease or have lost their life. That ain't cool, but the other shit cool.
I mean, I see where you're coming from in terms of, like, you know, making the best out of a bad situation and doing what you can. So, but I agree with you. I feel like it's made a lot of people, you know, try to do that. Like exactly what I said, you know, try to find the best in a bad situation, pick up new hobbies, new interests, and find new ways to, you know, communicate with each other and stay connected and everything. And, you know, it's been, you know, besides all the bad stuff that's been going on, you know, it's like just seeing how people have reacted as a whole and, you know, have adapted and everything. It's been, you know, you just got to find the light, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Real quick, I want to reveal some number. I want to reveal some numbers that even now seem impossible and absolutely crazy. So I'll just be going down a list. January 20th, the first case of coronavirus is reported in the United States. February 29th, the first coronavirus death is reported in the United States. And March 20th, the worldwide death toll for coronavirus passes 10,000. This is all within about a span of 2 months. Continuing on the list, March 26th, 6 days later, global coronavirus case tops 500,000. The U.S. reports 82,000 cases while passing 1,000 deaths. So they're about 10% of what the worldwide death toll was 6 days prior to this. March 31st, same month, New York passes 75,000 cases, 163,000 cases for the U.S., and a death toll of 3,000 in the U.S. This is only 5 days later. April 2nd, the number of coronavirus cases worldwide passes 1 million.
Can I interject right quick?
Go ahead.
Don't forget that a lot of those cases were, for lack of a better term, misinterpreted. Like, it might have been a heart attack, but they attributed it to corona. It wasn't true corona death.
Good point. Valid point. Continuing on, April 24th, the death toll for the U.S. from COVID cases surpasses 50,000. A week after Trump issues guidelines for a phased reopening of schools and businesses, and a couple days after Texas became the first state to begin easing restrictions. 3 days later, the U.S. surpasses 1 million COVID cases, which is one-third of worldwide cases. And November 4th, the U.S. became the first country in the world to exceed 100,000 daily cases of COVID-19. By December 20th, 317,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19. The international death toll, 1.69 million. Going into 2021 with a new presidency in the form of Joe Biden and a vaccination for COVID-19, do you guys think things will get better or only worse?
It's going to get worse before it gets better because there's that vaccine. It's too soon because now there's, like, there have been reports of people who are now highly susceptible to contracting other diseases. And people, like, some doctor just got the vaccine and 2 weeks later he's testing positive for corona. And how many of those videos have we all seen that somebody's supposedly getting a shot and,
yeah,
oh, there's no plunger on there. It's just,
bro, like I said, simulation, bro. It was just a glitch. It was a bug, just like Cyberpunk. One of the bugs in the simulation.
I think that, like I said before, like, I don't really know exactly how long it's going to take for everything to get back to completely normal. I feel like we still do have a decent amount of time still left to go. I mean, like I said, I can't say for sure, but I still feel like there's a lot. I mean, it's not going to be like within the next, honestly, in my opinion, I don't even think it might not even be in the next year to the whole 2021. But, you know, here's to hoping, you know, crossing my fingers, because, right. I mean, I wish it was everything was going back to normal, you know, like tomorrow, but
I'm going to drop some facts, bro. I'm going to drop some facts. 2021 is just going to be like 2020. Nothing's going to really change. It's going to be just as crazy, if not more. I will say, when all this shit first started happening, I'm pretty sure some Harvard kids projected 2022-2023 for shit to go back to normal. And like Ian said, with the vaccinations being rolled out too early, or too quickly, shall I say, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not getting the first wave. And
I'm not either. Hell no.
As you can see with Ian, and you could probably do some research, there's been some side effects, some not too crazy, and then some like, damn, I don't know. I'm good. So while you niggas getting the fucking vaccine and dying, I'm gonna be stacking up my money. I'm gonna be chilling at home.
I'm stacking up them stimulus.
Like I said, never get the first wave of anything, whether it be Xbox, PlayStation, iPhone, vaccine. You miss me with that shit.
I'll get that shit. She's gonna be busted. Gonna be busted as fuck.
What about you, Mikhail? You think things will get better or only worse?
It'll definitely. What I think is that with like, well, like I said, I was researching like other pandemics, and like some of them, they would last a certain amount of time, and some of them, they would last for literally a decade. Like the bubonic plague, I think it lasted for almost a decade, and people just didn't know what the fuck to do. But like
the lasting effects too.
Yeah.
Even when, if shit goes back to normal, you gotta think about the lasting effects.
But see, like when I think about that, like places like other places like Japan, and like they've been wearing masks since like forever.
Yeah.
They've been
I'll be honest. Someone was asking me, they were like, we were just talking about the mask and shit and how they, you know, hopefully by the end of next year, we don't have to wear them anymore. Me? I'll probably wear that shit for about the next decade. I ain't even gonna cap.
Literally, like, people in Japan do that, like, on the rake. If you go back to, like just videos from, like, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even, like, 2 or 3, people were wearing masks before, like, shit like they even popped off, because no one wanted to get, like, just a regular flu. No one wanted to get pneumonia. Yeah.
Even here in the U.S., how many times at Walmart do you see a person of some type of Asian descent come into the store wearing a mask?
Well, honestly, the Japanese especially are hot. I'm not sure the Chinese necessarily did it, but they're highly courteous. Like, always, like, if they felt like they have a cough or even a sneeze, mask on. Because they didn't want to spread that, because they know how important business is and such. And
yeah.
Because I'll be the same way, bro.
I'll be the same way. I don't personally, the mask doesn't bother me at all.
Nope.
And it could be a fashion sense too, but even just wearing it in general, a plain old blue mask, it doesn't bother me at all. I feel more comfortable wearing one. I think going forward, I'll wear one for, like I said, at least the next decade. The only time I won't wear one is if I'm doing a music video so you can see my lips.
I don't see it protruding very far with how fast we can do things. But I have a feeling whenever this cabinet changes, Congress changes, and the new elect comes in, I think there's going to be a different vibe that's going to be given off. Because like I said, with like Trump is still trying to get motherfuckers to not believe this election. Like,
this is true.
He's still trying to get people to be like, oh, that shit, no, I demand a recount type of shit. And he still believe it. And
like I said, bro, lasting effects. Him saying this shit and still believing this shit has all of his followers believing that shit. And, you know, who's to say, like, when Joe does take office, like, some shit might go down, bro. Some people ain't gonna take too kind to it.
And then it's like, let's just pile all this crazy shit on top of each other. Even though, like, that's why I don't get people. Like, they would rather seek conflict than seek resolution when it comes to shit like that. And it's
facts, ginormous facts.
It don't make sense. Literally, why not come to a resolution instead of just seeking more conflict?
People love to finger point instead of trying to work out a way to resolve problems together. They just like to blame it on anybody who, like, you know, they just like to blame it on everybody else. So.
They like to project onto other folks.
Exactly.
All we gotta do, literally, just everybody wear masks. Honestly, if they shut the country down, okay.
See, I'm the type. I'm either. It's like, all right, either everybody mask up, or we just everybody free, and natural selection does its thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, which extreme are we doing? You know.
The problem with that is, though, like, they're innocent people that are, like, all four of us here, I know, wear a mask. I'm a diabetic. I'm going to be one of those that's going to be taken out. Not because I chose to be a diabetic, but it's technically an immune deficiency.
That's what I'm saying, man. Natural selection, man. What are you supposed to do, you know? I'm totally kidding, though.
But there are people that don't deserve to die, but then there are the morons that y'all see walking around. Paris, Mikhail, the morons you see walking around at Walmart, no mask on whatsoever.
Bro, we in the South, bro. We in the South. Most of the niggas down here are Trump supporters. Yeah, you could guess how many people in the last month are not wearing masks now. It's doubled. I tell you that much. Half the people that come in the store wear masks, the other half don't. It's just back to like how it was.
They're the ones that are going to give it to, i.e. me, you, Mikhail, Hunter. It's like, it needs to be, I feel, and I hate to say it this way, but for us to get ahead of this curve, this corona curve, it needs to be like law mandated that, okay, you don't wear a mask. A hefty fine, at least.
And I'm not gonna say, bro, them people are gonna absolutely lose it. That's gonna be that'll be it right there.
They're
gonna,
hey, you don't wear a mask, you don't get the stimmy. That's what they need.
Literally, like, it's crazy as fuck. Cause like the whole thing, I can't breathe and shit. If you can't breathe in there, you really need to get some exercise. Realize if your nose is not working hard enough for you to breathe inside.
What's crazy, bro, is the people who complain about not breathing aren't the people who have problems. Like, people with lung deficiencies are wearing masks and they're not fucking complaining at all. But this motherfucker who's a Christian and voted for Trump and is conservative and blah, 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 can't wear a mask because it goes against their religion or because they can't breathe. Bro, they capping. They just capping.
They just don't like being told what to do, honestly.
Exactly. And I understand it because I'm the same way. I have a problem with authority, but when it comes to being safe and protecting others, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Dying or dying and not dying. I don't care. If I die, I die. I die serving my country. Looking at this motherfucker.
Well, what's bad is, too, you know, you're talking about all those people that are just bucking up, basically. It's all the people that are on these government programs. Like the SNAP and such, EBT, because we've created complacency.
And I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of people on that shit that we'll put it quite frank, most people who are on SNAP are obviously poverty and it tends to be people of color. It's just how it is. I'm not saying that white people aren't on that shit, but the people that aren't wearing the mask, they're the people who got money. They're the people who are conservative and just don't agree with the traditional values or that agrees with traditional values. They don't, you know, like being told what to do and they're just selfish.
Yeah. I mean, that's who I'm talking about because I can tell you, I have seen somebody for a fact, and I'm not going to name names and such, but they're on government assisted programs like that, and they have iPhones and shit. And I mean, not just prepaid iPhones, and they have good cars. Like, Paris, you and I have seen somebody who's on food stamps and such, but they drive up in a 2018 Challenger. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you living off of? How are you living off of our tax dollars, and you afford a fucking Challenger when you had that blue car, that blue Honda that you were having trouble with forever? Remember?
Hey, don't talk about the Craig room, dead, bro.
Man,
don't
bro, talk why you about doing him like that, like man. That. Why you doing him like that?
Hey, guess what? I'm finna be whipping in about 2 weeks. Wait till that stimulus here. I'm finna get this motherfucking. Ooh,
hey, there you go. That's the full send. That's the full send.
Yeah, did you sell that to Mikhail Paris?
Hey, bro, I told him like 50 times, hey, don't buy this car.
Hey, look.
It got problems.
Look.
He bought the car, and the very next day, it had a problem.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you right now, he just didn't want to work on it. I'm working on it. I'm going
to
keep
that. I got better things to do with my time. Fuck bitch, just get money. That's all.
I got nothing to do. I lost.
This dude, future dad out here saying shit like that.
Sir, I'm a rapper.
Maddie developed multiple personality disorder. Is that what you mean by like, hey, bro. Fuck bitches?
Hey, bro. She got wigs, man.
Okay.
Put in a different wig every day.
I'm dead.
That's hilarious.
I'd have to say, one thing that I really learned from this year would be to appreciate people while they're here and to show love to people while they're here. Because coming into 2020, I was dealing with a very hard death of mine, of somebody that was very close to me. And, you know, it sucks, but sometimes it even takes something as super tragic as that to realize all the people that you still have and all the people that you can still show love to. So I find that really important, and it's a lesson that I constantly repeat to myself, like daily. Try to, you know, be appreciative and show gratitude whenever I can, because everybody's going through it this year. Everybody's always going through it. So it doesn't take too much to have that one step, go that one step extra further, and, you know, help somebody out. So that's something that I've really learned.
20 has taught me the true meaning of fear, but also understanding. Fear as in we almost lost our child at the beginning of the year due to the pandemic. Understanding that death comes and it can come at any moment. We know that since birth. But it also made me understand that job's just a job. So neglecting family time because you need to pay a bill, it ain't worth it. You know, because at any moment somebody can drop dead, you know, and you can't get to them now because of pandemic. You know, your loved ones dying in the hospital. I spent 15 hours inside of a car in a parking lot while my son's in there. I'm not knowing what's going on. So 2020 has definitely taught me that family time is my number one priority. Seeing this little dude happy is my number one goal in life. And nobody or nothing's going to stop it.
What I think of 2020... Hopefully 2021 is a little better and it's New Year's. How about you fork it over? Fork it over.
Let's talk about Black Lives Matter and how it took over the world. So just going straight into it. On February 23rd, Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, was chased and gunned down by a white father and son while another white man recorded the incident. Arbery was killed while jogging. And it took 3 months until Gregory and Travis McMichael and William Bryan, the man filming, were charged with murder and the death of Ahmaud. And on March 13th, Breonna Taylor was also shot and killed by Louisville police while sleeping in her home. We are going into 2021 now, and none of her killers have been arrested or charged for murder. That's almost a year, bro.
Shit, crazy.
Can I point out something real quick?
Go ahead.
So, I've always wondered why the people who are, you know, the anti-maskers and everything like that talk about infringing on their rights and everything like that. I don't get how any of them can not support the Breonna Taylor thing because of. And at least in my opinion, you know, no-knock warrants are an absolute joke of, I mean, I just don't see how it's even, how that's even a thing. Because in my opinion, like, if somebody's, you know, if I'm hearing something at my door and people are like banging, trying to get in, you know, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm not going to think, oh, it might be the police. I'm just going to start blasting as soon as I come through that door.
I'm going to grab the glizzy.
Exactly. Especially in the,
it was in the middle of the night. It wasn't like even during the day.
And, right, was right. And even
at night.
That wasn't even the drug dealer's house they were going to.
Like wrong fucking address, or the guy wasn't her boyfriend anymore?
Yeah. See, I was like, what?
And they were wrong like, address. They had the dude in custody, and they still went to the wrong address.
The reason why they said because they wanted to seize any more possible drugs or money or weapons that could have been stashed.
That's no excuse for a no-knock warrant if he's in custody. Just okay, maybe we want to move the hell out of the way.
Taylor,
this your address? Here's your warrant. Move the fuck out of the way. We're seizing any weapons and.
They wanted to just show up and show out.
And my thing is, a lot of the people were talking about her. At least been said. At least I, from what I saw, you know, the police said like we announced ourselves as police. I don't care if you announce yourself as police, even at that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I guess we're going to find out. And I guess it's either going to be a me dead or them dead. I don't know. I mean,
what they do, announce themselves after they shot. That's oh, by the way, nobody killed you.
We're police, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just sorry to interject, but yeah, no knock warrants are. It's all good. That is a real infringement on your rights, if you want to know, okay? That's an actual infringement on your rights. Anybody who supports no knock warrants, I don't respect you. Just putting that out there.
And what's crazy to me, like I said, we're going into 2021 and her killers haven't been arrested. Facts. Almost a full year.
The whole police, you know, announcing there's a fight or flight syndrome. My adrenaline's pumping. I'm not. Paris, you might have seen me shaking when some of these customers that pissed me off. It's not because I was mad or upset or I wanted to cry, but because I wanted to beat the fuck out of somebody and I can't do it or else I'm going to go to jail.
Bruh, been there.
If somebody comes into a bunch of people rush into my house, I'm. Like you said, I'm gonna start blasting too.
I can't think of his name, and like apologies for this, but there was this white man, about our age maybe. He answered the door with his gun raised up because the cops knocked and they didn't announce themselves. And then as he was putting it down,
he was playing video games.
And then as he put it down, they fucking blasted him.
Yeah. To be fair. That's convoluted. I saw that video, but still, they should announce. I don't think they announced him. I saw both sides in that. Sorry, I'm getting tongue tied. Honestly, I'm not going to open the door if you say it's the police. I'm like, I'm going to look out that fucking peephole, make sure that it is the police.
I think they were standing to the side of the peephole.
See, then I'm not going to open the door. I'd have to rewatch. I can say, show me your badge. I'm not going to open it up.
I'd have to rewatch the video, but I'm pretty sure they were standing to the side of the peephole. But I mean, like most people, it's the middle of the night. Why are you fucking knocking on my door? And most people have protection when they answer the door. It is what it is.
Any other state building closes at 5 o'clock. Why the fuck y'all raiding my house at past 5 o'clock?
That's true.
If I can't redo my tax past 5, why the fuck you trying to fucking take my life past 5? Nigga, what?
This man Ian doing laundry. I love it.
Look, if you the police and you come into my door. I'm not answering you, but I'm not opening that door unless you say you got a warrant. Because if you got a warrant, then I'll open the door and, you know, make sure you got a warrant. But, like, if you come in there, like, we're looking for somebody, we're trying to do something, but you got a warrant? No? Okay, then.
You know what I'm going to say to them? No, I ain't even going to look at them. I ain't going to see what color they are. I'm just going to say, take your honky ass home. They could be black, bro. I'm going to tell them to take their crack ass home. But continuing on onto Black Lives Matter and how it sparked the nation this year. So like I said, we had Ahmaud Arbery killed while jogging by two white men. We had Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed in her home by Louisville police. And on May 25th, we had a Minneapolis police officer being filmed while pressing his knee on the neck of George Floyd for about eight minutes, killing him as three other officers stood by and listened to him plead for his life. Video of Floyd's death goes viral, and while the four officers are fired the next day, protests over racial injustices and the death of, like I said, not only George Floyd, but the deaths of also Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, they spread nationwide, these protests, and people are taken to the streets to peacefully protest against police brutality and racial injustice. What's even more amazing is places like London, Canada, among countless other countries also take to the streets in support of Black Lives Matter. We have social media sites like Instagram and Twitter highlighting and supporting BLM. We got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Disney, YouTube, HBO, Marvel, Twitch, Cartoon Network, and so many others taking a stand in support of Black Lives Matter by denouncing racism and injustice. Murals across the world are flooding walls, buildings, streets. A street in Washington, D.C. is changed to Black Lives Matter Plaza. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, he signs a bill that retires the official state flag, the last state flag incorporating the Confederate battle flag in its design. Black Lives Matter is doing all this good. They got Officer Derek Chauvin charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd, which was later increased to second-degree murder. They, within weeks of the first BLM protest, declarations of change and reform are starting to make their way into police stations around the nation. Confederate monuments are coming down left and right. Juneteenth recognized by companies across the nation. So much good and change is coming from Black Lives Matter. But with that being said, the movement also received so much hate. President Trump threatened to deploy U.S. troops to quell protests across the country, not to mention the fight for liberation was met with rubber bullets, tear gas, and unlawful force. Were you guys impressed by the outpour of support by so many countries, people, and companies? And what are your thoughts on those against the movement?
So, being a Black male in America, I got the kinky hair, you know what I'm saying? The big ass smile. If I'm in the dark and I smile and I open my eyes, you can see me. I feel like this, ever since all this has happened, I've passively have felt like a wounded animal. And I'm dead ass. I've felt like a wounded animal and nothing's happened to me. Nothing has happened to me. But things are happening to these Black people who are literally, I've been seeing them, they've just been living their fucking life, and their life gets taken from them. And it's the craziest shit, because nobody in their mama fucking gets charged from it. Who's to say if somebody breaking my house right now and shooting me in the fucking head on this podcast that the motherfucker who did it,
it's gonna be cold case unsolved.
Unsolved, don't even fucking matter. Nope. Like,
unsolved is all on the podcast. There's no evidence.
I'm being
serious. That's what they'll say. There's no evidence. I'm like, we watched the guy murder McHale.
I mean, but to a point, like, look at all these events that have happened that have been caught on camera and nothing has happened. Nothing's came to it. No one's been arrested, charged with murder.
Like I said, if anything, I feel like it's just a high angst in, like, Black people from this. And I can understand why. I feel targeted. Everywhere I go, if I got a target on my back because I'm Black. So I just look at people. You can tell if somebody is a real genuine person because they give you like you know the look somebody, you give somebody and you know if they cool or not. And if they don't give you that look, you're like, oh, that's my motherfucker right here finna fuck with my day right here.
and with that being said, even people who, you know, are against racial injustice, do love Black people, there's still that inherent fear in a lot of people that when they see a Black man walking by their car, maybe they lock it, or maybe they cross the street, clutch their purse, all this stuff. And maybe they don't realize they're doing this. It's just that inherent fear. But that's, you know, that doesn't excuse it.
How can you be scared of Black people, but you love the Rock Johnson? Don't fucking play with me. You scared of Black people, but watch every fucking Kevin Hart motherfucking stand up that come on Netflix. Don't play with me, bro. People just be wilding out, and that shit gets so fucking annoying.
They love the culture. They don't love the people.
I think that, you know, I just sometimes think like, imagine if we, you know, because now in the age of social media and everybody having, you know, phones and everything, it's able to capture everything. There's still stuff that we don't see, But, you know, think about this, like, if we had this type of technology back 50, 60 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've just imagined just, like, how much stuff, you know, how much footage and everything we'd have, you know? And, I mean, we, compared to how we were, you know, 50, 60 years ago, I mean, we have come a decent amount of way, but we definitely have more. I mean, there's definitely a long, long, long journey.
Until motherfuckers realize we all bleed the same blood, ain't shit gonna be different. Ain't shit gonna be different.
And anybody, in my opinion, like, anybody who doesn't support Black Lives Matter, I feel like they just put up this mental block. You know what I'm talking about? Like, and they just don't really actually want to understand what it stands for and everything, because I feel like in a lot of people's minds that don't support it, they hear black and it's just, you know what I'm saying? They just like, I'm serious. I feel like it's just an automatic, like, you know, like just a mental block. I heard black, like, I'm not dealing with this no more. You know?
Like, I honestly think a lot of these people who don't take the time to learn it and understand the point of the movement, they can't get past the name. They hear, like you said, they hear black, or they hear Black Lives Matter, and they're like, well, my life matters too. But they don't realize, you know, obviously Black Lives Matter isn't saying only Black Lives Matter. It's the same thing we saw when, remember 2016 maybe, when Black Lives Matter first arose, and it was just met with so much hate, so much more hate than it is now. And it came for the same reasons. People like Philando Castile, who was shot on Facebook Live in front of his daughter, you know, people like that, who were being killed, being targeted by police, and it was met with so much hate because people couldn't get past the name. But fast forward 4 years later, a lot of those people who weren't fucking with the movement in 2016 took time to understand it in 2020 and realize the true meaning of it, the true motive. And I, like you said, people can't get past the name.
And going back to
what Mikhail said, like my grandma said, my black grandma always say, we are all mixed with something. We all do fucking ancestry. We are all mixed with something. We all got some type.
We all a bunch of mutts walking around.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. Exactly.
I do want to say, I have a big problem with that Kenosha shooting. You know, that little white boy that he had no fucking business being there. And for the how all this is going, that's some fucking bullshit.
Can't believe I forgot about that. I would have put that in my notes, but yeah, I absolutely agree, Ian. I think, and I don't know if it's happened or not, but I think his parents should be charged too. Didn't they take them across the border?
They took him into another state after, I think it was state or at least city mandated curfew, and whoever gave him that rifle should face charges as well, because I went to a gun store 2 days ago, and I looked at a rifle that is technically a AR pistol, and they said, you're 21, right? And I said, yes, sir, and I pulled out my ID, and I showed it to him. This little bastard had an AR-15 that he had no business owning a rifle or even handling a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever gave him that rifle should be held liable as well for charges of murder, because that shit shouldn't have happened. And honestly, whoever, because I read that was actually in that thing you sent us, Paris, about notes about what happened that this year, was that he was responding to a call for a militia to come protect businesses. Okay,
yeah,
that sounds like sedition there.
When do businesses matter more than lives, humans, than people?
And this call to militia stuff, like, why do you seek a militia to stand against something that people who are being oppressed are trying to let people know, hey, this shit's happening to us. Oh, let's start a militia to shut these niggas up. Really, that's what it feels like to me, that people are retaliating to black people trying to find a voice for themselves because they feel like they're being subjugated by the media, by people who don't give a fuck about them. Because really, what I see is that they take these instances and they blow them up. And then most of the time on like CNN and Fox and all that, they really don't give it the the care it needs. They talk about it in a certain type of way, and it is kind of distasteful, honestly. Like,
well, the way the media outlet shows it, they're just riots going on. Because how? I mean, honestly, like CNN, MSNBC, they were, I'm sure, showing more. Oh, they're looting the Nike store or whatever, versus them trying to get change done for Black Lives. They're showing
always
a lot of people were freaking out about, because they're like, oh shit, my business is gonna get looted. That's what a lot of the people were doing. But
yeah,
the media is not our friend. Us doing what we're doing here, this is what needs to happen. Because Fox has their agenda, MSNBC has their agenda, ABC, CBS, all these news outlets have their own agenda.
I think they're...
I'm just out here trying to live. That's all I'm trying to fucking do, really. I'm trying to live, get my piece of the cheddar block that's in the middle of the rat race. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do me. You know what I'm saying? Akon talking about building Wakanda. I'm like, hold up. I seen the article for that earlier. It was like, Akon's getting $6 billion together to start a Wakanda in Africa. Boy, if I feel like if black people really did that, like really took the money and, like I said, they said that a while ago, if all like the influencers who are black, all the artists and all that just moved to Africa, what the fuck they got left here? You go to YouTube, you go to YouTube right now, the only thing you're gonna see trending is Travis Scott, ASAP Rocky, all of them, and you see Billie Eilish right there. I love Billie, but what I'm saying is, like, we've given so much to the culture of America. We really don't get much culture for ourselves, honestly. But I don't mean it like that, because there's a whole bunch dedicated to to black people, and that's what, like, there was a, I don't know if I've seen this recently. It was a scene in Family Guy. Peter was setting up, the Jesus, the baby in the manger, and he was like, ethnically accurate Jesus, mom and dad and stuff like that. He was like, he got mad at one point, and he was like, when the hell is it gonna be our turn, you know? So I feel like that's how some people really feel, is that black people feel like they're so special, oh, they deserve this special treatment. Well, really, if you look at it, it comes down to the Native Americans and the black people who really got fucked up when all this shit started. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, all these people act like, all these people, I think people forget, like, you know, where, you know, African Americans and everything, like, you know, how they even ended up over, like, are we just gonna completely ignore all that history? Like, are we just gonna act like, you know, we're like everybody's on the same level? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, considering when like they started like so far down at the bottom, you know what I'm talking about? And then it's like, what, you think we flip the switch and everything's like even now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, it just blows my mind how, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is just like not understanding, you know, but a lot of it I know is just straight ignorance. You know what I'm talking about? It just blows my mind.
A lot of misconception, a lot of whitewashing of history. And, you know, going back to what Mikhail said with the Akon and Wakanda thing, there's a difference between segregation and separation. Segregation, where you're forced to, you know, you can't interact with the whites, or you can't go to this school, or blah, blah, blah. Separation, when, what if black people chose to move away and to be away from the shit that's going on here? They're being targeted, they're being treated differently because of their color, their skin, all that stuff. What if they chose to separate? What the fuck would y'all have then?
Somebody will still find something to bitch about. Oh, they're moving. They can't handle it.
Or go to war with them.
Absolutely. They might be like, I want to go.
Why can't I go?
The lions and the elephants in Africa, we won't have nothing left now. Oh, we won't have...
There you go. Resources gone. All those minerals that you used to build, all those phones and all those buildings, gone. Shit gone.
Yep.
Literally. And they would lose their fucking mind it'd be over with. World War III right there. Promise you. Promise you, bro.
And going back to Black Lives Matter, y'all remember when armed protesters entered the state capitol and demanded for an end to the pandemic lockdown and was met peacefully? Can the same be said for Black Lives Matter, who, in most places, marched peacefully but was met with this armed force? And not to mention that a lot of the looting and burning was eventually confirmed to have been started by cops pretending to be a protester. And while that's not always the case, there was a lot of cases where this was to be true. And like I was going to say earlier, there's radicals on each side. There's always going to be two different ways you can achieve something, and one of those ways is peacefully and one of those ways is not so peacefully. Think Martin Luther King versus Malcolm X, just to give a broad example. A lot of people got tired of this shit. They've tried this peacefully for how long, and it's just not working. A lot of people felt like, okay, burning, looting, fighting back, fighting against the machine, raging against the machine is the only way to bring some real change. So with all that being said, like I said earlier, and I don't mean to keep going back to him, but he was he's been a big part of these last 4 years. With Trump threatening to deploy U.S. troops to quell protests across the country, what were your thoughts on his response to Black Lives Matter?
He should have handled that all differently. He should have been for it. Because like what you said about how armed protesters marched in the state capitol, nothing was done. Well, because I'm probably going to come across this as I'm trying to say this in the proper way. If the Black Lives Matter movement just showed up armed, but you know, kept it peaceful, the police wouldn't have opened fire even with tear gas and shit. I would.
But they have.
Let me say that. I would hope.
The thing is, they have though. How many protests across the nation that were peaceful?
No, what I'm saying is the reason the police didn't open fire on the white guys with guns is because they knew there would be an armed
bath.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry. I see what you're saying.
That's what I was trying to get across. I didn't want to just go with color. But like those white guys showing up with AR-15s and such, the police didn't open fire because they knew it would be a bloodbath and there would be a lot more death. But because the Black Lives Matters movement, yes, they wanted to be peaceful. That's awesome. They should have showed up armed. And I agree. It would have, I'm probably coming across this as in the wrong terminology. Everything would have been handled differently, and there probably would have been a lot less fatalities and injuries because the cops wouldn't have started shooting with tear gas, rubber bullets, and such.
But then Trump would have been like, all right, y'all want to show up good? Let's send that military real quick.
Yeah, right, that's now. What I was thinking.
Fast shipping, Amazon, send this shit.
See, I agree with Ian. I think more black people should be armed, but at the same time, I agree with Mikhail, because if more black people are armed, then that just gives them more of a reason to... You can't win for losing. It gives them more of a reason to shoot you. Oh, he's armed.
As I was saying it, my mind started running across with all that. Like you said, you can't win for losing. There's no... You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Exactly.
And I hate to say that but it's unfortunately true. And I hate that because all those people, even white people that were part of the Black Lives Matter movement, were disfigured because of piss poor training on law enforcement, because you're not supposed to shoot into the crowd with rubber bullets. You shoot at the ground and it bounces up at them.
The police departments need a whole lot of reform. They need to take note from other countries. Here in America, they just throw you on the force. What, 6 weeks of training, half-ass training, and they throw you on the force?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I can't speak on that because I don't know what a lot of the training quality. There are some training qualities that, yes, need to be highly improved upon. But like, yes, we do need to take a lot of note from a lot of world police forces.
Psych eval.
Yes, exactly. That's big. That's facts. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've met some people that just like to sling their dick around because they now have a sense of authority. And I'm like, no, that there's a difference. There's a difference on how you need to approach that besides just, motherfucker, I'm in charge. You can do what I fucking say. It's like, hold up.
Yeah, but I said that. As soon as they throw that badge and that gun on, boy, that dick is so big.
Bro, it's like people at Walmart. As soon as you give them a walkie, bro, you better listen to them.
They gonna act all kinds of damn different. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. What's up with it? This is Lit the Kid, man. I'm here with Layla.
What's up, baby? What up, dog? KD, a.k.a. Dog, man. Yeah. You know, putting it down.
Yeah, you know, being on the track, can't be no with the three C's, man. Throwing up the L, though, you heard me?
Yeah, made them in the building.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, shout out to Pierce, first off, you know what I'm saying? My dude getting it in, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Y'all mess with him, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we label, you know what I'm saying? Stand for the live and learn every moment, you know?
Layla Productions.
Yeah, Layla Productions, if you're looking this up on music, you know what I'm saying?
So it's on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, and that's Productions with a Z, because we like being different, you feel me? You know? But yeah, 2020, you know, a lot of people, it was a rough year, but we still got work in. You know, dropped a lot of videos, you know what I'm saying? J-Dawg got us on with some venues, you know, doing shows.
Other shows all around.
Yeah, we
all
got
the state, man.
We're doing them in the town. Day.
Shout out Jay Jackson for that.
You know, and shout out to, shout out to Brittany for letting us, you know, do our thing, you know, down here in the spot, you feel me?
Spot City representing. Down for the home state.
Yeah, yeah, matter of fact, got a show coming up this next weekend. Part of us going to be performing in Little Rock, while the other part of the team performing in Fort Smith. We in multiple buildings at the same time.
Right? Stay wild with it, man.
And we opening up for T-Rail 23rd, you feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up. Check that out. Check that out. Check that out. 2021,
we on the first month. It's
going to be anyway, the committee.
Yeah.
In the city. We got some projects coming up, though, man. We got our little Layla mixtape coming out for the whole group. We actually got a little Valentine's Day album coming out, a little mixtape with me and Cam. You know, a little song for the ladies, a little love. His heart's with an L, you know?
Yeah, L's.
Man, other than that, we're just working, man. We actually got a building coming soon. You know, y'all can pull up on us. We're going to have an actual studio in there. Got Layla merchandise coming soon. We pressing all the material. We doing it all ourselves, man.
Yeah, come get your cover art done. Come get your music recorded, all that, you know. But yeah, man, we just a few months back, we got our LLC, you know.
Yeah.
So it might be a small thing to some, but it's an accomplishment, and we're going in the right direction.
We were
in
progress, man.
Yeah.
So 2021 gonna be a big year for Layla, you know. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of stuff we trying to pull out, you know. Layla album coming soon. Yeah. Solo albums we finna start working on, and
going back to Donald Trump, like I said, I don't mean to keep going to him, but obviously he's been a big part of the last 4 years. On May 26th, Twitter labels a tweet by Trump as misleading for their first time. And as we know, this wouldn't be the last time. According to the Washington Post, Donald Trump has made 22,000 false or misleading statements since he became president, with 4,000 of them coming from Twitter. Do you guys think Twitter will delete Trump's account once he is no longer president? And remember, his account is currently protected only because of his presidency. Once he's no longer president, he goes back to being a regular Joe.
His follower count will go down.
A regular Joe with how many millions or billions or trillions of dollars, though, Paris?
You're right. But awesome. I mean, in terms of Twitter, he's no longer protected. He's just a regular fucking person tweeting shit.
See,
hell, he could buy Twitter. He could buy Twitter and do whatever the fuck he wants.
But see, the problem with it all is as soon as
he has Twitter money. I don't know about buying Twitter money. Buying Twitter money? Shoot.
What he needs to do is be sending out these $2,000 stimulus.
what's going to happen is that he, as soon as he gets out of office, he already has charges waiting on him. That's why I'm glad you touched on that. That's why I realized I feel like he don't want to get out of office. As soon as he did, that nigga going to jail or something.
Yep.
And a lot of people, I talked to this one guy. He was like, bro, he's an older white guy. He said, man, you know what's going to happen? Donald Trump's going to get out the office and he's going to run. He's gonna book it to Russia and he's going to sell our secrets to Russia. And I was like, what? I ain't really thinking about it like that.
Bro, he need to, on some Epstein shit, he just need to leave the country and not come back before
if he do that, some shit finna go down.
if the Clintons haven't gone to jail yet, I doubt Trump will.
I don't know. He was kind of against the Clintons. He ain't had no protection.
Well,
him and Bill was fucking the same bitches on that island.
Probably were. They probably shared Monica that same night, honestly.
With all that being said, here are some notable things that happened this year. It's going to be a speed run. I'll go real quick because it was a lot of shit. But starting out, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault. Pop Smoke was gunned down in his home following a home invasion. He was only 20. The FBI arrests, damn, I can't pronounce her name, Maxwell Epstein's little bitch. What's her, pronounce her name real quick?
I don't know.
G-H-I-S-L-A-I-N-E. I should probably know this, but I don't. Anyway, the financer of Jeffrey Epstein was arrested by the FBI on charges that she helped lure at least three girls to be sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein. Continuing on this list of random notable things that happened this year, the U.S. faced an invasion of murder hornets. Trump held his first 2020 campaign rally with a lower than expected attendance thanks to a TikTok prank.
I'm sorry. What the fuck happened to the murder hornets? I forgot about them.
They weren't as bad as people thought. Like some people, they weren't as invasive as they thought they were gonna be. But they were just a Japanese. They were a Japanese bee that found a shipping container and nested in a shipping container, and then they came to America. And
they were worried it was gonna affect the bee population, right?
Yeah, but the bees been fucking disappearing anyway.
Simulation, bro. It's just a bug in the simulation, bro.
Save the bees.
Hashtag save the bees. Continuing on, Trump held his first 2020 campaign rally with a lower than expected attendance thanks to a TikTok prank that may have resulted in the low attendance. 6ix9ine was released from federal prison after serving less than 2 years thanks to the cooperation with the FBI. In July, Trump tried to delay the 2020 election by suggesting mailer fraud. He would then go on to lose the election months later and then refuse to transition from office while also contesting his loss several times. The Golden State Killer was sentenced to life in prison decades later after confessing the 13 counts of murder and 50 counts of rape. Chadwick Boseman, the actor for Black Panther, passed away at 43 after an undisclosed battle with colon cancer, RIP Black Panther. Wakanda forever. A fire erupts in San Bernardino County thanks to a gender reveal party. It was a boy. Wildfires not only set a record in California with the burning of 2.1 million acres, but also made an appearance in Oregon, destroying 4,000 homes, more than 1 million acres, and killing 10 people. Long-serving Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg dies at 87. King Von shot and killed in Atlanta. 5 days later, Mo 3 was shot and killed in Dallas. New York Times reports on 2 decades worth of Trump's tax returns. He only paid $750 in federal taxes for 2016 and 2017. The Lakers defeated Miami Heat to capture a record-tying 17th NBA title. Black Mamba Kobe Bryant would be proud. Little Pump. Hey, that's kind of fitting, actually. Little Pump was invited to speak at a Trump rally, showing his support by shouting MAGA 2020. Meg Thee Stallion was shot in her foot and told the world that Tory Lanez did it. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek dies at 80 following his battle with cancer. Lil Wayne was arrested and charged with the possession of a firearm, just like he was in 2009. He would later plead guilty. Man, Bass Wally Skates 56 Pills was removed from the group. A lot of big shit happened this year.
Oh, man.
A lot of big shit, bro.
The biggest one at the end. Man, how about that? Look,
all I gotta say is, man, really, all we can do is bounce back. Bounce back, bounce back. All the crazy shit going on. It's only gonna get worse. It's only gonna get worse. It's only gonna get worse. With the growing of technology and people battling for intelligence, and the point to where we're at, it's like when information age. I remember hearing that forever ago, that we are now in the information age, where information and intelligence is truthfully what matters. And if you know some shit that you're not supposed to know, you're either gonna die or come up missing. That's why they killed that fucking scientist that knew some shit about the fucking COVID. They killed that motherfucker and they arrested his wife.
Yep. The Chinese government did.
Because he knew something about COVID, he was gonna say tell everybody, but nope, they silenced that nigga. Just like they killed fucking Dr. Sebi. He would have fucking got rid of this coronavirus in like 2 weeks. All this shit's crazy. But
hey, he won't. Well, Mikael about to be next. Bye. Nice knowing you, babe.
Hey, Mikael, you know too much. They coming for your ass. Hey, Mikael's comments on the podcast
do not reflect mine.
The difference in between them is that like people are too far from saving. At this point, if you don't seek to be saved yourself, then that's on you.
You're dropping gems. Hey. But with all that being said, 2020 was a crazy fucking year. Before we leave the year behind and begin anew, what has 2020 taught all of you? What have you learned this year during your own personal growth? Starting with Hunter, you've been a little quiet.
Yeah. So this year was definitely, aside from everything else that everybody was dealing with, because I mean, I feel like it's been a difficult year for most people. I mean, some people probably had a good year with everything going on, but for me personally, it was a very interesting year, to say the least, I guess you could say. I feel like, life happens in seasons, and I feel like 2020 was definitely one of the worst seasons of my life, if I'm being honest.
Winter, boy.
Yeah, but, learned a lot of things about myself and, what I want out of life and what I don't want. But I'm always a person to, kind of keep the hope and, looking for the light and, trying to find the positive. And, I learned a lot of things about myself and made me understand myself better. And I feel like coming out of this year, I feel like I'm actually, it's kind of like the darkness before the light, because I feel like now I'm about to enter into, one of like the best years, hopefully speaking, but at least one of the best seasons of my life, from everything that happened in 2020. But what are you gonna do? It's just a part of life, man. It's just a part of life.
What about for you, Ian? What has 2020 taught you, and what have you learned this year during your own personal growth?
Well, honestly, I know this sounds really cliche, but follow your dreams. Cause like I wanted to join the military since I was a kid, but diabetes hit me. So that put a monkey wrench in those gears. But when I found out I could do something to that degree, switching to my new job, I'm loving it. Like I've the shift that I work with, accepting of me, they talk you up. If they see greatness in you, they'll actually tell you. They actually recognize hard work versus another place that two out of the four people in this group still work at. They actually recognize
go listen to my go listen to my episode 4, Walmart is a cloning center, to figure out the ins and outs of Walmart. Continue on, Ian. I'm sorry.
But honestly, my family and friends are what me relying on them, like, that they've helped me. All of y'all have helped me out through a lot, so I can't say it's just me and relying on me, because if I didn't have all of y'all, you know, I can tell you that's isolation. That is a killer, because I've seen some videos about how kids are, one kid committed suicide because of COVID, because the isolation actually got to him. Yeah, he had his parents with him, but some of these human interaction is needed.
We are all connected.
Yes. Like this kid, he broke his TV. He got upset, broke his TV for a second time. He thought his dad was going to hurt him. Well, he ended up, I don't remember how he did it, he ended up committing suicide. And because he didn't have any human interaction except for his mom, his dad, and like his little sister. I mean, I'm lucky that me and my family, because we're all either work for the state or in healthcare and such, so we're tested, so we know when who's got it and not, but we're still careful, you know. We still follow the mandates. Holidays are still an issue, you know. Can't go over, what, 10 people? We're supposed to go over 10 people in a half hour. So not everybody can be there, but we all understand. We want everybody to be safe. We don't want nobody to die. And look, Zoom. Otherwise, there'd be four of us in Paris's house right now.
And once it's over, I'd be like, when you niggas leaving? Because then I'm going to take my ass to bed.
It'd be later, because you'd have to wait for Mikhail to get done eating noodles before you brought him over to your house.
No, his bitch ass really came straight to my house from Walmart. What about you, Mikhail? Before we leave the year and begin anew, what has 2020 taught you, and what have you learned this year during your own personal growth?
Like I always say, push yourself like King Goku himself. Look, you got to do it. If you're not pushing yourself, what you doing, man? Because real life is people always think that it's going to be holly jolly all the damn time, and it's not. It's not. It's going to be days when you're not 100%. It's going to be days when you like 3%. And so, like, you have to find that inner drive, that inner spirit, that fire that's going to drive you to greater heights. That's why that kid felt like he was done with it, because he wasn't connected. He wasn't able to extend his person to other people. Now, he felt like he was maybe secluded, or he couldn't speak his mind to his parents, and he just felt like he was just done with it, with how the world was going and how everything just seemed so crazy, so chaotic. But that's the yin and yang of it all, really. I feel like the ultimate peace will never be reached. We'll never find ultimate peace. Never. Like Ian said, somebody will always find something to be upset about, no matter what. No matter if everybody is fed, no one's poor, everyone has a roof in their head, over their head, there's no bad health, people will find some reason to be fucking upset. So really, you just gotta enjoy the little things. The classic phrase, enjoy the little things, because those little things are what is going to keep you alive and keep you happy, keep you surviving through the madness of what you collect every day. Because motherfuckers really be holding on to that shit. They be holding on to that shit like a motherfucking anchor, and they don't let it go. I know some folks. We know some folks that can't let some shit go, and you just be like, damn, bro. Something really got you holding down, got you anchored, and it's just
56 pills.
I'm gonna be real. I'm sad to see my friend go like that. Like he felt like we didn't care about him, but really,
when in reality, we all cared about him. And man, this is the way it is. So in reality, we all cared about him and wanted to see the best for him. You know.
So it's just like, if people want to do that, then people are gonna do what they want, man. People are gonna do what they want. They're gonna believe what they want. And whatever they believe is what they will become, most definitely. Whatever you project is what you become. So if you want to be a fucking baller, and fucking not give a fuck about nobody, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be a baller not giving a fuck about nobody, but guess what? What you gonna have? Not shit. You gonna have a whole bunch of materialistic shit around you. Yeah, it brings you joy for those milliseconds, but guess what? It ain't gonna fucking do shit for you. And that's the sad part. We'll never truly reach peace, but we can all reach an inner peace with each other.
I like that, man. That's pretty powerful. I'm not gonna lie. But like, I was just gonna say, because I didn't really say what I learned, but anyways, probably the two most important things that I learned this year was to definitely live without any regrets, and then to never value somebody else's happiness over your own. Those are the two biggest ones for me.
I love what all of you guys have said. I guess for me, 2020 has been a crazy year. Like I said earlier, for me as a person, as an artist, as a podcaster now, and like I said, I made mistakes and I will learn from them going forward. And I just hope. I mean, 2020, I've lost friends, unfortunately. I hate to see, people go, but shit happens, and people need to focus on themselves sometimes before we can really be there for them as a friend. And I've gained new friends, and you lose some, you gain some. It is what it is. Going into 2021 though, hey man, I'm focused on this music. I'm focused on Baseball We Skate. I'm focused on this podcast. I'm focused on my friends that I do have, on the family that I have. It's all up from here for me, as on the individual standpoint and as a, as a unit.
So yeah, that's all you can do, bro. Because if you don't do it, you're gonna lose track and you're gonna be somewhere you don't want to be.
Facts.
With all that being said, any final thoughts before we close out the podcast?
Go ahead.
I'm thinking on it. Go.
I'm just gonna, after this year, I'm never gonna look at a bag of Doritos the same again.
Oh my god. I thought we was gonna make it through it.
Oh fuck.
We thought we was gonna make it through the episode, but we didn't.
Purple bag.
Wasn't it sweet chili? Something like that, right? The purple bag? Sweet spicy chili?
Something like that.
Bruh.
Really though, just if anything, everybody should just learn to love what they have, because you never know when it's gonna be gone. And I will take this time to say rest in peace to all those people who lost their lives. People I know, my family, loss is something that you will always feel. But you can also, through that loss, you can feel something greater. And that's through progress. Nothing's ever gonna become just, like you said, like a light switch. We will never experience anything greater than that motherfucking light switch, I promise you. And that's the number one thing that you can do to get results instantaneously, turn that light on and off. Nothing else you will do will ever get you that fast results. So you just gotta keep on trying, keep on doing it. Keep on living. Live forever. Do it.
Yes, sir. Any other final thoughts? That was good.
I want to say how jealous I am of Mikhail right now, because how ethereal he sounds, I feel like a punk. I know how you feel. The way Mikhail schooled you in that garage rap off. damn.
This shit was boo-boo.
Bro. Hey, but who won that one? Because it wasn't either of us.
I don't know. I couldn't tell who won. The video ended before they said, "Oh, well, here's the winner."
It said a winner.
Oh damn!
A former Baseball We Skate member. Oh, with that being said, man, like Mikhail said, he said it best. Rest in peace to everyone that we lost this year, whether it was through coronavirus or violence, peaceful. Like a heart attack, dying in your sleep, any of that stuff. Rest in peace to everyone that we've lost. Loss is the hardest thing, and we just gotta move forward as people, bro. So with all that being said, this concludes another episode of another motherfucking podcast. My guests today were Turt the Fro, Ian Tumas, and the brown boy of gaming himself, Hunter. I am your host, Saved by Paris. I hope 2021 brings you all happiness and success. Until next time, I'm out. Gang shit.
Hey, if you made it to the end of the podcast and you're in dire need of more content, then head on over to Saved by Paris on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or brush up on some of the base content over at the Base While We Skate channel on YouTube or on SoundCloud. As always, have a great day and see you next week. Peace.